Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of the AfriNuke podcast. On this podcast, we talk about different aspects of nuclear technology using the African voice. And on today's episode, we have Professor Lisa Marshall, the president of the American Nuclear Society, here with us in Nairobi on the sidelines of the second US-Africa Nuclear Energy Summit, USNS. We're going to have some interesting discussions with her, and I hope you listen up to get very interesting and sterling facts through her. Before we continue, I want to say special thanks to Matt, Mayer, and Emil Jacob for their support in keeping the AfriNuke podcast hosted on our hosting platform. So, back to you, Professor Lisa.
Hello.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself and what you do?
Oh, wonderful. Sure, I can. So, Lisa Marshall, I am an assistant extension professor at North Carolina State University's Department of Nuclear Engineering in Raleigh, North Carolina. And before that, I was working at Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada, and came down and applied for a position. I got a Dear Jane letter, but then a little while later, they asked me to apply for the position that I hold still today. That was back in 2001. Wow. The position has grown, Director of Outreach to Director of Outreach, Retention, and Engagement. And then last year, I was added on to that I am a professor and then also Associate Director for the undergraduate program. I also work with the graduate program. I joined American Nuclear Society in 2005.
Okay.
Right? I feel as if I was tricked. My department head at the time wanted to write about some of the good changes that we had started with the graduate program.
Okay.
And he asked me to read over the article. Okay. And make edits. So I did. And then he said, good, you're going to go give it.
Whoa.
So that's my entry point into the American Nuclear Society.
Nice.
I was warmly welcomed and put to work. Right.
Cool.
So it's very unique for us to look at the pre-college space, so that primary and secondary level.
Yeah.
And NC State kind of was a forerunner of it. It was the first kind of that position out there. And we still, unfortunately, are kind of the only ones that have a dedicated person with a title responsible for it. But it's so necessary. So when I joined ANS, rolled up my sleeve, they had an outreach program and started to work with nuclear engineers and communication staff on it, kind of taking our communications and our learning materials to the next level.
Nice.
So I remember back in the day, we didn't have the platforms of the internet that we have today.
Yeah.
So you had PowerPoint, and then you put pictures in it, and then you did the automatic run through the slideshow.
Yeah, slideshow.
We had that, right? And it evolved over the years.
Yeah.
And then we partnered with Discovery Education to have more of a platform, right? Wow. They've got the platform and penetration into 50% of the schools that we wanted to target.
Nice.
And we had a discussion that, and as a philosophical discussion, that we didn't want it behind the paywall. We wanted to be accessible to everyone who wanted to use it.
Nice.
And over the years, we've added to it. We've added field trips, especially with COVID, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then an understanding that not all schools have the resources to bring their students on a field trip, right? And then you have career profiles. And then we would do various workshops with teachers and then also with the students.
Yeah.
And fast forward, we're talking about high school club process.
Wow.
We're piloting, and then as I sat down in the summit, I'm thinking to myself, well, when the virtual one, borders doesn't, you know, the borders don't have an impact at all. So why not bring it to everywhere where nuclear, you know, it's either emerging or set in place.
Wow.
Okay. And then I just wanted to say one more thing, right? So I'm working with the OEC, the Nuclear Energy Agency.
Wonderful.
And Director General was here, Magwood, was here speaking at the summit.
Yeah.
And he tapped me to be the chair for one of his working group that's looking at building a pipeline of STEM professionals.
Wonderful.
Right. So you're hitting it. And that's what I like about my position and yes. the team that I work with yeah. on all these various levels,
yeah.
because you're working with the local, you're working at the national level. Now we're working international as
Wonderful.
Well.
That's such a generous serving of your experience and the breadth of your impact in the nuclear industry. Mm-hmm. No little wonder you're the North Carolina State University Nuclear Engineering Program seem to be one of the best in the U.S., number three. Thank you for that.
Three years in a row.
Yeah, very good. And I'm very much appreciative of the great efforts. It's just a testament that you guys are doing very, very well. Thank you so much for that. And now coming to your being here in Nairobi, Kenya, in the event of this U.S.-Africa Nuclear Energy Summit, why is USA and you representing American Nuclear Society focusing in Africa or on Africa with this summit, and why now?
So that's a very good question, right? And that brings in how I was raised and where I was raised. I'm from the Caribbean.
Okay.
And I was raised by my grandmother and my uncle.
Wow.
And they always talked about, especially my grandmother, education was key. You didn't have any choice. Right, which is similar to some of the conversations we had about the relationship between African child and African parents.
Yeah.
Similar in the Caribbean, right?
Nice. Is it Jamaica?
Trinidad.
Oh,
Trinidad.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
So my parents went abroad to study.
Okay.
I followed in my teenage years.
Okay.
And I got the same thing from my mother, right? It was school, right?
Yeah.
Same thing from my father, school.
Wonderful.
That will open the doors, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of what will open the doors. It's a combination of education and the opportunity and understanding where it fits and identifying it and is walking through that door, right? Or knocking on the door, etc. So that kind of sets my vision, my lens.
Yeah.
I had a Black Literature bookstore in Ottawa, Canada for over a decade, right? So you used to do educational workshops, et cetera. Why I'm doing my full-time job, this was something else that my husband and I were doing, right? You fast forward, I'm in the nuclear industry, and we need a mix when we look at our energy portfolio, period.
Sure.
And doing something good only in the United States is not going to get us out of the funk that we find ourselves globally.
Wow.
So I remember my first trip to the continent was in early 80s, and I went to Ghana.
Wow.
And it was as if I was coming back home.
Wow.
I was home. And I had a Ghanaian roommate, and I joined her when she came home for the summer, and we went up to her hometown. And I've been traveling to the continent ever since.
Nice.
So I see this as home.
Homecoming.
And exactly, right? And the need for, and we mentioned this in the summit, that this is the area, this is the continent that will be growing the fastest, right?
Yeah.
That you have a population under the age of 35.
Okay.
And if we, individuals that know the benefit of education, and then kind of a transmission into the workforce, and the impact that has on the family and extended family, etc. Then we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. NC State has always been the international students that come study and go back home. I always feel as if I'm losing someone that has spent so much time with me.
Yeah.
In actuality, it's opened my world even more.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we can do collaborations as they're moving through their career and remembering what they got. And I always say, just pay it forward.
Sure.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then when you talk about ANS, ANS, it was during other presidencies, and I'm highlighting it more, and I'm taking the extra steps, right? So you start to take the steps, right? And now it's a walk.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll get the pace moving a little faster.
Be more intentional.
Exactly. I'm about fuller participation. You cannot, just as you cannot not include women in the enterprise, you cannot leave out anyone, right? So people of African descent, wherever they are, continental or in the diaspora, must be present, must play an integral role if we are to advance, continue to advance as a global population. And I always say at the very beginning of any time I said, modern society is built on energy. Energy is everything. Electricity, what is not connected to it in some way, shape, or form in all of the industries that are out there. And therefore, if we don't do it here, right? And I say do it in the sense of in collaboration with African professionals leading. Because African, every community will know what that community needs. And the resources, why reinvent the wheel? Let's leapfrog.
That's true.
Let's leapfrog.
That's interesting. Like, it's such a very common culture to leapfrog in Africa, you know, because the rest of the world is going very, very fast. And then when we need to catch up, it has to be a leapfrogging. You
know? And why use the older technology? I say in my classes too, right? Mm. All right, so you have your landline, right?
Yeah.
And then we move to the cell phone.
Yeah.
And we keep on advancing the speed, capacity of it, etc.
Sure.
Before you needed a camera, now you don't need a camera, right? Before you needed a video camera, you don't need that anymore, right? So then why would you sell the older technology to a continent?
That's
The continent is saying, no, I don't want that older.
I
that technology, I'm going to leapfrog directly to it. And for us, everywhere else that have a technology that is going to be adapted requires to look through that lens.
Yeah, it's nice. You've been in the field of education and educating people, especially in the capacity you occupy, for decades. Like when you were talking about being there for about 21 years.
Yes.
What feeling does it give you coming to Africa, where there is obviously a deficit, especially in nuclear knowledge? And how is your organization at ANS and North Carolina State University positioned to meeting this deficit?
So I have a tagline anytime I have a personal experience that touches my heart. This is why I do what I do.
Okay.
So at this particular trip, I met a professional here, their niece, who was interested in another engineering field and studying in another continent.
Okay.
And I was saying, so we had a conversation. In 1 hour, we sat down, made that connection. And then I'm not trying to convince you. I just have some probing questions so that you can reflect.
Okay.
But in that 1 hour, and some of the things she said, I wasn't sure how I'd feel about talking with you. I don't know you, right? But she says, I feel so comfortable talking with you.
Wow.
And asking you anything by the end of it. Mm. And that is what is key for what we have to do. Mm. It's relationship building.
Yeah.
And we can sense when an individual is being not genuine.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So no matter what you say. So I take a step back, and it's going to take longer, which then goes to the African proverb that we kept on hearing over and over again.
Yeah.
If you want to go, if you want to go fast,
go
alone.
Yeah.
But if you want to go far, together. Right?
As a team, yeah. Sure.
So that's my philosophy for the work I do at NC State, and it's the same philosophy for the work I do at American Nuclear Society. And when I think of going far, I think about collaborations, authentic collaborations.
Yeah.
And that happens whether I'm in the U.S., outside of the U.S., in specifically on the continent, the various nations that are here.
Nice. Fantastic. And, you know, the wealth of knowledge and the repository of intellectual work that ANS houses is a very great resource that Africa stands to benefit from.
Yes.
I remember I was at the ANS conference in 2018 to present my paper. So 2015, I presented a paper at the winter conference in Washington, D.C. And it was such an experience for me because the people who were there presenting really nice works that they have done challenged me that, oh, if I'm able to stay here in the midst of the best in the world, right, it means that if I work hard and with God by my side, you know, I can reach the top, you know.
Right.
So that is like a hope for me and also for many others who are hoping in this direction. Being in academia, what effective tool do you think works best for disseminating nuclear knowledge? You know, we are not too advanced here. So do you have any tool that maybe you may have used in the past, either communications or in teaching or whatever tool that you think that will help us effectively absorb this nuclear knowledge that the U.S. has come in its relationship with Africa to give?
So I think it's multimodal, right?
Okay.
So some individuals are visual, some individuals are, right, they have to work the problems, okay, et cetera. And I think we need to keep that in mind as we transform the theory and the exercises, et cetera, okay, that you would get for the undergraduate or the graduate degree, and keep that in mind, right?
Sure.
And then use the technologies that are out there. We don't all need to be in the same place to learn, right?
Yeah.
So, and we learned that from COVID, right? With hybrid model, right? So let's use the tools that we've already tested or forced us to be tested to help with the dissemination of the knowledge base that's necessary.
Okay.
I agree with, and I like the model of let's build it here, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm excited with some of the work that is being done in Ghana, the collaboration with the University of Ghana, and then now looking at setting up an undergraduate program, right?
Yeah.
That there are a number of universities, and I'm going to just say NC State will be more than happy to assist.
Wonderful.
In way of the curriculum development, in collaboration with the academics and professionals that would be standing this up for the undergraduate and extending the graduate work, right?
Yeah.
ANS is right there, because what we did with the instruments that we have right now is that it is aligned with various standards that the Department of Education sets for getting your diploma, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then extending that to the community college space, the technical space, the university spaces, right? And then we're doing certifications as well for individuals who have no knowledge coming in, wanting to come in.
Nuclear 101, right?
Exactly. And it's being it's being launched this coming summer.
Wow.
Right? So these are the things.
Is it free to participate?
That one is not, but I'm going back to see how we can.
Please, do it for us.
We can work it out.
That's what will bring us to it, if it is free.
Yeah, it is. If it's free or because we can partner with other organizations, right?
Okay.
So then the cost is shared.
Shared, yeah.
Right? And then they do a sponsorship of X number of individuals to have this. And then what I would love to see is that then you develop your own.
Sure.
The person power, brain power that is here in on the continent, all the African nations.
Yeah.
There is no way and I said it in my panel thing, right?
Yeah.
When you look at nuclear is not new to many of the countries in this on this continent.
Sure.
Kwame Nkrumah in the '60s, gaining independence, set out a path.
Sure.
We got derailed a couple of times, but they always had the building of professionals, and those professionals now are then partnering internationally with IAEA, NEA, a number of the different professional organizations, the different universities across the world to establish it here. And the announcement that and the agreement that was signed on Tuesday, they picked a design.
Yeah.
And we're off to the races. The number of folks that are sitting down in the Hall of Africa for the summit, coming from a number of different organizations. We're all here. We're all ready to roll up our sleeves and do what we do in collaboration.
Yeah.
And I can't stress that enough.
Sure.
You all have to lead.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
The professionals that are already here on the continent have to lead, because you know your population the best.
Yeah.
Right? I have a sensibility because I'm a person of African descent that has intentionally looked at who I am, where I've come from, who do I belong to?
Okay.
Who are my people?
Mm-hmm.
And that is important.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I'm here.
Nice. Welcome home.
I am. Thank you.
That's really nice. As we wind down in this conversation, I would like to draw on your skills and the wealth of knowledge that you have built over the time to kind of get to know if you have any specific pathway that can enable African or the Global South to appreciate nuclear better in this 21st century.
Yes.
Because, you know, the common trend of the negative thoughts,
right,
and all those different nuances to nuclear knowledge is so prevalent.
Yes.
And, you know, the negative tend to stick more than the positive.
And travel further.
and travel further as well.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So
I've got, it's twofold. One is it at the individual level. We belong to communities, right?
Yeah.
We need to use our voice and what we know about it and begin discussions within our community, wherever we gather. So whether it's in schools, whether it is at events, whether it is churches, mosques, etc. These are spaces that we have workshops, so we have just conversations, coffee, tea, right? We gather to eat, to bring it up, and to have the conversation and answer the questions.
Yeah.
And I think people are more honest once they get to know individuals.
Yes.
They feel comfortable asking those questions.
Sure.
And then the professionals, organizations, right? You're creating electricity, but you need to also go into the community, explain how you do it, right?
Yeah.
And to answer those questions, not only engage with community when we're trying to get permitting to expand or getting permitting to build a new plant, right?
Yeah.
That we are part of the community and individual person to person, and then a professional to the community and to engage in those kinds of discussions, right?
Yeah.
And then you kind of hook into government and professional organizations and what they can do. Talking to the press as we did here, right?
Sure.
When we went to break, they had a press conference.
They did.
Things of that nature, I think, is what we have to, and we have to be consistent. So it can't be one off.
Sure.
Right? And we have to think proactively about what topics we want to kind of lead the discussion on.
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to get specific questions, but we should be talking about the ubiquitous of the technology.
Nice.
What industry does nuclear not touch?
Almost none.
Exactly. So we should be shouting that from the rooftop, right? And talking about that, because then people, in my position, and then the personal conversations that I've had, some individuals will say, well, I didn't know that, right? Because something touches part of their part of what they do, a dear family member, right? And then you're just able to chat, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And then if you reinforce that with materials on the platforms that people go through.
Yeah.
So that's why Princey and some of the other social influencers, yourself,
nuclear goddess, eh?
Yes, exactly, right? People are listening.
Sure.
She's engaging, right?
Yeah.
In a positive manner.
Yeah.
She's letting you into the world of nuclear.
Sure.
And more of us have to let others into the world of nuclear.
Sure.
So they understand that they were always there.
Sure.
They were always using the technology.
Nice. Yeah.
And we can answer those questions and the concerns that they have, and we move forward. And we learn from knowing what their concerns are, right?
Yeah.
And we can tell them about our safety culture. We can talk about our efficiency culture. We can talk about our, you know, what we bring to society overall, worldwide, period.
Sure. It's really nice. It's been really very much engaging and exciting talking with you. And being in Nairobi, it's been a very good time. Like, the weather here, it's a bit much colder than in Nigeria and also Ghana.
Yes,
Ghana
indeed.
And Nigeria share similar climatic condition. And,
right.
it's been really cozy here, and the nuclear heat that I received kept me warm.
Yes, yes.
And your conversation as we talked here also
gave me a
lot of light and excitement as well. So in summary, are there any key takeaways that you have from this event that has run through these 4 days? And what kind of message do you have to the African community or to the nuclear community in the Global South?
This summit reminds me that we need to get out of our offices and out of wherever our work is within nuclear and talk with each other and come up with ideas, know what the other is doing so that then we have even more to share with the larger community or communities, I should say, right? And then something else that came out of this at the end, right? When Alicia Duncan said, I wish I knew that ANS had all of these lesson plans and that, you know, maybe we'll talk. And I felt empowered as the president to go, I got you. We are doing it, right?
Sure.
Right. Yeah. And we saw a lot of that happening. Student to student, student to professional, and then organizational. We saw, you know, you know, we're sitting and we're going, okay, we're strategizing and we're going to take action.
Sure.
Right. That's what I love.
Action is the word.
That's what came out of
the word.
That's what came out of the summit, right?
Yeah.
And then when you talk more globally, nuclear and the global south.
Yeah.
Right. My thing is. Another motto of mine is, I've got you, we've got you, right? We are here. My personal mission is to create the environment in which students thrive, right?
Nice.
So how can we create a community, global community, where nuclear is used for the benefit of everyone? We want communities to thrive.
Nice.
And how can we use the technology to make it happen? Which then forces us to think not just in front of our noses, but into the future and then.
Wonderful. Keyword is to act. Thank you so much for the time, and I sincerely appreciate. Hoping to have some other exciting time with you to talk more on issues of common interest. Thank you very, very much,
this.
Professor Lisa.
Thank
Appreciate it. Thank you.